Now, listening into the tail end of that conversation is somebody who I'm sure is absolutely thrilled to know that over 1,000 sports people are signed up for the George Tens event this weekend, because it's her job to bring people to George to enjoy the many different attractions, not just the sport. Joan Shaw is tourism manager for the town of George, and I've asked her to join us as well to talk a little bit beyond the Tens event and take a look into the festive season and share with you some suggestions on why you should come and visit George. Because Joan, welcome, and lovely to have you on the show this afternoon. So many people drive past George en route to other parts of the Garden Route and don't ever turn off the highway to come and explore it for themselves, and they're missing out, aren't they?
Absolutely, Pippa. Thank you so much. We're very excited about the Tens, and even more excited to tell your listeners what George over and above its amazing sporting events. Yeah.
Before we get to that, Joan, I'll ask you, as I asked Heineke, about the impact of the floods. Has your tourism office survived, and what are you observing? What sort of feedback are you getting from tourism businesses about how they've been affected?
Certainly the floods were quite devastating in a lot of areas in George, but not everyone has been affected. Unfortunately, we have no water.
Oh.
So it's a case of water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink.
Oh my goodness. That is really
assured,
tough.
Yeah. Yes, we've been assured by our civils department that the problem will be solved within the, well, today. They say 6 to 8 hours.
I really hope it will be.
But yes, and our fire department has been amazing. They're taking water trucks to all the suburbs that haven't got water. Not everybody's without water.
Okay.
But I am.
Okay, well, I hope it is restored soon. And
yes.
Joan, I mean, you sound relatively upbeat, although I'm sure, I mean, there must be many business owners going, what next? What is the world going to throw at us next? We've survived lockdown and the devastating loss of last year's Christmas season with all the beaches being closed. Just as we're gearing up to try and recoup some of our losses this year, now the town gets flooded. They must be feeling, as many South Africans are feeling, quite put upon. Nevertheless, though, touch wood, if we're able to have a decent tourist season this coming December, yours is a town you want to make the case is worth visiting. So let's start with a chat about the sort of the broad setting of George, because it's not just about visiting George. It's all your little neighbouring towns like Wilderness and Vic Bay and Heralds Bay that all add to the appeal of the area. Not so, Joan?
Exactly. Even as far as Uniondale also falls under the city of George. Mm-hmm. It used to be a district town, but when all the district towns went back to separate to bigger towns, we got Uniondale. And what an asset, because when it's rainy or cold here, you can often just pop over the mountain and do some amazing stuff there, or drive one of the beautiful routes, do a 4x4, discover all the raw history, and of course it's famous for its ghost.
Tell us more, please. I'm not familiar with the Uniondale ghost.
Oh, no. It's a fantastic urban legend that Uniondale has got a ghost. It's a young woman who was about to get married. She went to Willowmore to try on her wedding dress, and on the way back they had an accident, and she actually died in the accident. And now she hitchhikes along the road just outside of Uniondale. Mm-hmm. And to this day we have people who swear they saw her or picked her up, and it's a wonderful story. It's actually been documented extensively. There's a song, Anton Goosen wrote a song about it. There's a movie about it. It's really seated in South African urban legend.
I've heard the legend. I just didn't realise that it was specific to Uniondale, and I've got goosebumps listening to you, Joan. I wonder if any of our listeners have ever encountered the ghost on the road outside Uniondale.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things. They say if you smell apples in your car, then you must know the ghost is in your car.
Oh,
and some people physically see her. They pick her up and then she disappears. So, yeah, but that's just a little bit. You know, yeah, like you say, we've got for our domestic visitors, our beach, sand, sun, that's still our main attraction.
Now, I mean, so the beaches were closed last December, but touch wood, still open this December. And, of course, you've now got an additional claim to fame in having an Olympic surfer as one of your residents, Joan. I bet Bianca Badendach has done a lot to attract people to your surfing beaches.
Absolutely. And we actually partnered with her to support her to going to the Olympics. And we're having one of our first summer events is the Bianca Badendach Girls Surfing Event on the 11th of December at Vic Bay.
Amazing.
So she's hosting, and we're having any girls are welcome. We've got lots of activities. Girls can get their hair braided, their nails painted. We're going to have a Q&A with Bianca. They're doing surfing lessons, yoga, a whole stream of activities. So it's really going to be so much fun. And she's such a pillar of the community in Georgia. And she's really involved in a lot of charities and really is putting back into the sport in George, which is fantastic.
That's great to know. We chatted to her soon after her Olympic success, and everybody was so delighted to listen to her and hear her story, Joan. So I'm so glad that she's carrying on her commitment to community work in that area. So 11 December, if you're going to be in the George area, make a note for that event at Vic Bay. Outside of the beaches and the surfing and the wonderful just lying in the sun, soaking up the season, Joan, there's a lot of sporting and outdoor activity. You've heard Heineke talking about the rugby and the mountain biking and the trail running that's coming with the tens. But even for those who are not sort of super competitive sports people, this is a great part of the world to visit if you want an active holiday, if you want to be able to hike and kayak and paraglide and the like. Not so.
Exactly. So we are so lucky to have this basket of offerings. Like Wilderness is our adventure capital. So start with the paragliding. You can canoe up and down all the rivers. We've got all the fantastic lakes. We've got the national park. And it's outdoor. You know, it's space to breathe. You don't have to have people around you. Even if people are vaccinated, I think we all have become a little bit more aware about, one, appreciating our space, and two, appreciating nature more. When we were all cooped up in our houses, we knew all about it.
That we did.
And then on those walks, there's, you know, you can do the golf courses. Yes, George is famous for golf. But on many of the courses actually have hiking routes. There's game on them. We've got culture and history seated so deeply in our whole city centre out to Wilderness. Wilderness is 100 years old this year.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And there's a lot of celebrations going on around that. And then our hiking and biking, I just want to point out, so you don't have to do it competitively. Our trail running, our walking, our bike riding. We have 1,700 kilometres of organised trails in George.
Wow.
To take in at your own leisure. And if you go and have a look at the website, George Trails, it is amazing. You can download the routes. It tells you all the little local secrets. So we go and update it. We've got a community that updates it regularly. I think there's even a picture of myself and my hubby and my dog, a little video of us hiking here in the Botanical Garden, which is stunning. You know, it's an indigenous garden, and it's got lovely walks. It's got a mushroom meander. There's a lot of events in the holidays for the gardens at night. So you get a guide and they go and show the little frogs and the bugs and the wonderful creatures that come out at night.
That sounds like a lot of fun for the family.
Yes, and there's a big dam, and there's picnicking and carols by candlelight. So it's really our green lung in the middle of George is the Garden Route Botanical Garden.
Joan, I've got to be honest, I didn't know that that garden existed until I was prepping for the interview today. So I'm so glad, if nothing else, we have the opportunity to spread the word about that as part of the show. I just want to recap for those who might have joined us late to the conversation that you're listening to Joan Shaw, who is on the line to us from George, where she is tourism manager, making the case for you to not drive past George flying en route to somewhere else, but to stop and spend at least a few days exploring the town and its neighbouring towns and soaking up all they have to offer. Farmers markets always popular at this time of year. And I know you've got the wildly popular Otanikwa Farmers Market, Joan, on Saturday mornings. And then I also want to give an honorary mention to Redberry Farm, which is a place that I took my kids to many times when they were younger, with the most amazing maze to navigate. They're big teenagers now, and they still talk about it to this day, Joan.
Yes, the Redberry Farm has just gone from strength to strength. And they keep expanding. They keep expanding and they keep adding new products. There's beautiful new restaurants. They're now building a three-story high strawberry that you can actually explore. It won't be ready for this season, but certainly for next season. So they keep adding wonderful attractions to get people back. And, of course, it's my favorite to go and get my chili jam there. They make the best chili jam.
Okay.
And they're frozen berries. If you make lining up gin and tonics or cocktails for the festive season, their frozen berries are so much value. And with your ice blocks, you just chuck the frozen berries in, and they have raspberries and gooseberries. And I don't know if you know, but they're now growing kiwi fruit.
I didn't know
and
that.
And they produce kiwi berries, which are tiny little miniature kiwi fruits.
Oh my goodness.
You eat them skin and all, they are delicious.
I'm going to have to go back. I am driving through to the garden week this December, so I'll have to stop again.
Yeah.
Okay. Joan, you've mentioned the golf. Obviously, Fan Court owned by George Course itself. For those who are golfers, there is a lot to bring you to this part of the world. And then what about those who are? You mentioned culture and heritage. I just want you to expand a little bit there. For somebody who prefers a quieter, maybe some museums or art galleries, does the town have much of that to offer?
Absolutely. So we're very famous for our transport museum. Mm-hmm. The Otanequa Transport Museum is still a pleasure for children. It's all big, retired, old fire engines. The white train that the Queen of England toured South Africa in 1925 is in that museum.
Okay.
Kids can jump on the trains and try out all the things, and it's huge and noisy because it reverberates, but I always think it's such a wonderful family thing to do when you're in George. And then our normal George Museum is under construction at the moment. They're doing repairs, but our art route in Wilderness is just amazing. We have some of the country's most talented artists live in and around Wilderness.
Okay.
There's three galleries inside Wilderness itself, and then towards Hookville there's more, and you can find everybody's art. You can find a little route map along the way. All the restaurants keep them to do the art route. And then, as I said, the old buildings which are still in George, we've got a historical walking route. In Pakkelsdorp there's a beautiful historical walking route, because Pakkelsdorp was actually the only town in George that was non-white in the old dispensation, that had its own municipality. And a beautiful church and the beautiful building that the municipality used to meet in, and all the Captain de Kopp's grave. There was a big tree of meeting place where all the Khoi people used to come and meet. So we've made a little story around that. There's a lovely coffee shop there that you can dine with a local. There's a little Khoi coffee shop. And we also have our dine with the local meals that are available, where you can have a dinner or an excursion in someone's home where they invite their friends over, you have dinner, you get entertained, they sing, they chat, you can ask them anything, and it's such an amazing experience. We've got a Khoi, we've got a Cape Malay, we've got a Khoisa, which unfortunately at the moment is not operating, but we are looking for a new host for our Khoisa. And then there's also what we call Pakkelsdorp snoek en patats, because that's such a local thing is eating snoek en patats. And the family is just so nice, and the whole family's in it. So it's the mum and the dad and the son, and they eat. You eat at their house, and it's such a nation-building experience. I advise everyone to try at least one of them while they're here.
Joan, you've given us so much. There's enough to fill 3 holidays worth of time in the George area. Before we're out of time, I must ask about accommodation. Obviously, you've got the well-known big hotels like Fan Court, but I know that there's also a very, very healthy sort of B&B and guest house environment in George. I know many of those will have had a really tough time through COVID. Are you confident that there's enough surviving accommodation in town to meet the needs of the incoming tourists?
I am confident that there is. You know, except for the big hotels, we've got farm settings, country, Fynbos. On the Berry Farm, there's the ocean ones fill up very quickly. But we've got a new eco cabins out just outside of George, just past the airport, called Buff and Fellow. There's Colnera Guest House, Earth, Wind and Ocean. So many. There's also, I must tell you about the Treedom Villa in Vardos. Mm-hmm. The Vardos is like a gypsy caravan, and there's this place in the Wilderness where you can book your own caravan, and it's beautifully decorated and painted, and you've got your own area, and they've got like a sauna there, and you can hike and explore, and it's like staying in fairyland for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really stunning. And there's just so many options available that I'm quite confident that we will be able to accommodate everyone between all the areas that we have. You know, the beachfronts always fill up first.
Yeah.
But remember, George is absolutely in the sweet spot of the garden route. So we are the closest to all the attractions. If you want to go bungee jumping or go to the zip line in Mossel Bay or the Kanga Caves, we are the sweet spot. So if you base yourself in George, you can drive out a beautiful scenic route every day, do whatever you want to do in that area, and come back along a highway to bring you home quickly for your glass of wine and your braai fire.
Sounds amazing. Joan Shaw, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for doing such a great job of introducing us in depth to that sweet spot. Joan, the tourism manager for George, and if you want to get an idea or make a booking, please do visit their website, which is visitgeorge.co.za. They'd love for you to visit this coming season.